This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Spike's Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply. The summer solstice takes place Sunday, also known as Father's Day this year. This is the longest day of the year. For some, it means the middle of summer, but I would say for most of us in colder climates, it's generally meant the beginning of summer. Although this year, we nearly went from winter to summer in a heartbeat. Cultures have celebrated this day in a variety of ways, mostly centering around fertility and/or religion. Ancient Greeks celebrated the god of agriculture, Cronus. Many Native American tribes took part in centuries-old midsummer rituals, some of which are still practiced today. The Sioux, for instance, performed a ceremonial sun dance around a tree while wearing symbolic colors. Sorry, Wisconsin, I'm going to talk about the Vikings. Well, the ancient ones. Midsummer was a crucial time of year for the Nordic seafarers, who would meet to discuss legal matters and resolve disputes. They would also visit wells thought to have healing powers and build huge bonfires. Today, Viking summer solstice celebrations are popular among both residents and tourists in Iceland. So what does it all mean for we gardeners? We can believe in magic and fairies and bask in the glow of sunshine as we look forward to all our produce and flowers. Get out there and plant a plant, stroll a forest, run through a prairie, or prance in a puddle. Those of us in the upper Midwest have much to look forward to, like homegrown tomatoes on a BLT, roadside sweet corn from the local farmer, and of course today, celebrate your dad. From pets to poultry, horses to turf, wildlife to livestock, you can be sure Spikes and Hool's Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply has it. Blending their own feeds sourced locally, you know you're getting superior quality. 6 locations and shipping available. Go to spikesfeed.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.